All right, so we're going deep today, really deep. Let's talk about building robust systems, but maybe not in the way you'd first think.
Oh, intriguing. I'm all ears.
We're diving into the nitty-gritty of how we structure the inside of our applications. The stuff, honestly, most users will never even see.
Ah, the unsung heroes of software development. The internal workings that make it all tick.
Precisely. It's like the difference, you know, between a building with a fancy facade but shaky foundations versus one that's built to last.
Because no matter how impressive things look on the surface, it's the strength of what's underneath that truly matters.
100%. And the source material we're digging into today, it focuses on ServiceStack. For those who might not know, it's a framework known for its API-first approach.
API-first, yes. A powerful way to design and build software.
But we're going even deeper this time. We're going beyond those public-facing APIs to explore ServiceStack's brand new commands feature. It just came out this past July, and it gets at how we can wrangle even the most complex code into a structure that's both maintainable and testable.
Commands. Fascinating. I'm eager to hear more about how they fit into the picture.
And here's the thing. This isn't just for, like, the hardcore coding gurus out there. Understanding these architectural principles, I think, can really help anyone involved in software development, no matter their level.
Absolutely. It's about making informed decisions that benefit the entire project.
Exactly. Now, our source material, it starts by recognizing, you know, that initial appeal of just diving in with no architecture, especially for small projects, right?
Yeah.
When everything fits in a single service implementation, it seems so simple, so manageable.
It's true. Many projects begin this way. There's an elegance, you might say, to having all your logic in one place.
It's tempting.
The source even gives an example of this, kind of showing how seductive that straightforward approach can be.
Yeah, because who wants to overcomplicate things right off the bat? We've all been there.
Right.
But, and our source points this out really well, that seemingly easy path, it can turn into, well, a bit of a nightmare as the project grows.
It's like building a house without blueprints. A small shed, maybe you can get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But try that with a multi-story building. You're asking for trouble.
It's a recipe for disaster, really. You'll end up with all sorts of structural issues down the line. It's like those cracks in the foundation, right? They start small, easy to ignore. But then the project keeps growing, and before you know it, you've got some major structural problems.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the first warning signs, you'll start seeing code duplication everywhere.
Yes. The dreaded copy and paste syndrome.
Because as the project gets bigger, it's tempting to just copy a chunk of code that works instead of, you know, taking the time to figure out how to reuse it properly.
Yeah.
And our source, it calls this out as the code reuse nightmare.
Very apt.
Because it really is. It leads to inconsistencies, errors. Maintaining that code becomes a nightmare.
Oh, I bet. And I have to imagine this all ties into that big ball of mud anti-pattern.
Yeah.
Every developer's worst nightmare.
Well, absolutely. Because as you add more features, more developers get involved.
Yeah.
Without that structure, the code base just becomes this, well,
a tangled mess.
Yeah, a tangled mess. It gets so interconnected that it becomes nearly impossible to test, to debug, or even just to understand.
Oh, I can only imagine. It'd be like trying to find a needle in a haystack at that point.
It really would. And any little change you make could have these unintended consequences in some completely different part of the system.
So we're in this architectural quagmire. How do we escape? Our source points to ServiceStack's commands feature as a potential solution to this big ball of mud problem.
Exactly. Think of commands as this way to bring order to all that chaos.
Okay, I like that.
Instead of having your logic scattered everywhere, commands let you take those specific actions, those operations, and put them into these self-contained units.
So if our code base is like this, like, messy workshop, then commands are those sets of drawers and organizers that suddenly make everything neat and tidy.
That's a great way to put it. It's all about imposing that much-needed structure. Each command, it has one single well-defined purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it so much easier to understand, to test, to maintain. The source really emphasizes the async command interface here.
Right. It mentions that it's incredibly straightforward.
Oh, it really is. If you've worked with ServiceStack at all, implementing async command, it's about as easy as it gets. You just create a class for your command, you implement this interface, and boom, you write your logic inside that execute async method.
And that's it.
That's it. No crazy setup, no complicated configuration.
Wow. We're not just organizing, we're simplifying.
Right.
I love it. So we write the logic and then ServiceStack just kind of takes it from there.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of this auto-registration feature. You don't have to go in and manually wire up every single command. ServiceStack just recognizes them and registers them automatically.
It's like magic. No tedious setup, just pure coding bliss. I can see why developers would get excited about this. Auto-registration, that's huge. I mean, anything that saves time and headaches for developers is a win in my book. But it sounds like we're just scratching the surface of what commands can do, right?
Oh, absolutely. We've only just begun to explore the depths of this feature. Our source goes on to explain how ServiceStack takes this even further with things like command results and, get this, the power of a messaging mindset.
Messaging mindset. Now that has a nice ring to it. But what does that even mean in this context?
So it's about changing how you think about how different parts of your application, how they talk to each other. Instead of just directly executing commands and waiting around for a response, you can use messages to create a system that's way more decoupled and scalable.
Decoupled and scalable music to a developer's ears.
Right. It's like instead of having to have a real-time conversation, you can just send a letter, you know, and it'll get there when it gets there. But in a good way, it opens up a whole world of possibilities.
I like that. So we're talking about building a system where different components, they can do their own thing, work independently, but still come together in the end.
You got it. Our source uses this really helpful analogy of a restaurant kitchen.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
So you've got your different stations, right? The grill, saute, pastry, whatever. Each one gets its orders. They prepare their dishes independently, but they all contribute to the final meal. That messaging aspect, that's what ensures everything flows smoothly, even when it's crazy busy, like during the dinner rush.
Ah, so it's all about orchestrated chaos.
Yeah.
Controlled chaos, maybe.
Exactly. And this is where background MQ comes into play. This is a key part of making that messaging mindset a reality in ServiceStack.
Right. Background MQ, ServiceStack's built-in message queue. It's like having a dedicated team of runners who make sure all those messages get delivered on time, right?
Perfect analogy. It enables that asynchronous communication we were talking about. You can offload those long-running tasks to these background threads so your main application doesn't get bogged down waiting.
It's all about efficiency. Mm-hmm. So if I'm understanding correctly, this becomes especially important with something like, say, database writes, right?
Exactly. Database writes, those can be time-consuming. And speaking of databases, our source dives into this really cool use case with SQLite. You know, SQLite, that super lightweight database that everyone loves.
Oh, absolutely. SQLite, it's like the go-to choice for those smaller applications, embedded systems, all that good stuff.
Right. But its strength, that simplicity, it also comes with a bit of a trade-off. You can only have one write operation happening at a time.
Okay. So if you've got multiple parts of your application trying to write to the database at the same time,
it's a recipe for disaster. You're going to have conflicting writes, data inconsistencies, all those nasty bugs that'll keep you up at night.
Definitely not what we want.
No, not at all. But this is where commands and background MQ, they really shine. Because if you encapsulate each of those database writes as a command, then you can use that message queue, right? You can make sure those write operations happen one after the other in the order they were received.
So it's like instead of a chaotic free-for-all, we have an orderly queue. Everything takes its turn.
Precisely. No more conflicts. Data integrity is maintained, mm-hmm. even under a heavy load. And the beauty of it is, background MQ, it can handle this parallelism like a champ.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you have multiple databases involved, each write operation, it gets its moment. And you don't have to worry about data corruption. It's a really elegant solution to a common problem with SQLite.
I love it when a plan comes together. This is all starting to make a lot of sense. But I'm a visual person. Is there a way to actually see all this happening, like some kind of command-centered dashboard for our code?
You read my mind. ServiceStack actually provides a command admin UI. It gives you these real-time insights into how all those commands are performing.
No way. So we're not just organizing our code. We're making it observable, too.
You got it. It's like having X-ray vision into your application. You can see command summaries, track performance stats. You can even drill down into specific commands to get all the nitty-gritty details. And there are tabs for everything. Recent commands, errors a lifesaver when you're debugging. And then there's the Explore tab.
Explore? Sounds exciting.
This one's for the adventurous developers. The Explore tab, it lets you interact with those internal commands almost like they're public APIs. You can test them out, trigger specific actions, even use them for administrative tasks, all through this nice, intuitive interface.
We've come a long way from that big ball of mud, haven't we?
I'd say so. We're talking about a well-structured, observable system.
Yeah.
It even has its own control panel.
It's amazing what a little architectural thinking can do. Seriously, folks, this has been an awesome deep dive. We've gone from the perils of unstructured code to the elegance of ServiceStack's commands feature and how it gives you the tools to build systems that are both robust and, let's be honest, a joy to work with. The key takeaway here, and I hope you'll agree, is that taking the time to really understand these principles can have a huge impact on the quality and the maintainability of our code, no matter how big or small the project might be. As always, we encourage you to check out the source material yourself and see how you can put these ideas into practice. Until next time, happy coding.